Good morning and welcome to St. Columba's. And this is the first Sunday in Lent. It's good to see you. We welcome Mr. Graham McCulloch, our guest organist this morning, back to St. Columba's. And just to say, in this penitential season of Lent, we use the commandments in full. So please put a marker in at page 222 of your prayer books. And also to say the Gloria is omitted. Today, the chalice is available for those of you who would like to receive from the chalice. We have been introducing the chalice at our services during these past number of weeks, very successfully. And this is the first time at the Sunday 10:30 service the chalice is available. If you would like to receive from the chalice, simply remain either at the communion rails in the main chancel or at the side chapel, and you can then receive. If you would, however, rather not, please, after you have received the bread, just make your way back to your pew, each as you feel appropriate in the circumstances. We observe a few moments' silence.
Thank you.
turn to page 201. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Turning to page 222 for the commandments, and the congregational response is in the words of the New Testament. Hear these commandments which God has given to his people and take them to heart. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods but me.
You shall have the Lord your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.
You shall not make for yourself any idol.
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth.
You shall not dishonor the name of the Lord your God.
You shall worship him with reverence.
Remember the Lord's day and keep it holy.
Christ is risen for the day. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth.
Lord, have mercy on us and write these your laws in our hearts. Honor your father and your mother.
Live as servants of God. Honor all people. Love your brothers and sisters in Christ.
You shall not commit murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not be a false witness. You shall not covet anything which belongs to your neighbor. Lord, have mercy on us and write all these your laws in our hearts. We turn back to page 202. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Lord, have mercy on us.
collect for today, the first Sunday in Lent, followed by the Lent collect. Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ fasted 40 days in the wilderness and was tempted as we are, yet without sin, give us grace to discipline ourselves in obedience to your Spirit, and as you know our weakness, so may we know your power to save, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and forgive the sins of all those who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may receive from you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Paul's words are complicated to hear as he draws new meaning from the old story of Adam. Humanity has been innately sinful since the beginning of time, but through one new man, Jesus, we are now not condemned for our sins. God's gift of righteousness offers us the possibility of a new and free life. The epistle is from Romans chapter 5, beginning at verse 12. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death came through sin, and so death spread to all because all have sinned. Sin was indeed in the world before the law, but sin is not reckoned when there is no law. Yet death exercised dominion from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sins were not like the transgression of Adam, who is a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass, for if the many died through the one man's trespass, much more surely have the grace of God and the free gift in the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for the many. And the free gift is not like the effect of the one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brings justification. If, because of one man's trespass, death exercised dominion through that one, much more surely will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness exercise dominion in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, just as one man's trespass led to condemnation for all, so one man's act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all. For just as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. This is the word of the Lord.
Your hand was heavy upon me day.